Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Ask T-Bone on the T-Bone Speaks podcast. Today I have two questions that I'd like to answer. I think that'll take up my time. So the first one comes from a Ronnie. And his thing, it says, my name is Ronnie. I recently joined Dr. Patel's practice in Roseville, California as an associate dentist. I've been a huge fan of yours ever since I heard you being interviewed on the Dental Hacks podcast a couple of Christmases ago. You have a knack for telling things like it is, which I greatly appreciate as a new graduate. In Dr. Patel's practice, we consistently see patients who have decalcified white spots on their teeth, and Dr. Patel wanted me to reach out to you and ask about your thought on the Icon infiltrative resin, which can help with improving the appearance of these decalcified spots and make them more resistant to decay. How would you advertise and charge for this service? There is an article on Style Italiano regarding this technology. Thanks so much for everything you've done for dentistry, and I hope to meet you at some point in the future. Ronnie, I am sure we will meet in the future. Tell Davil I said hello, and what a brilliant up-and-coming dentist that guy is. So just a quick plug. I've known Davil, and Davil will be doing our CEREC anterior program. For those of you that are CEREC owners listening to this podcast, if you're looking to take your CEREC anterior game, your 1 and 2 unit cases, to a higher level, looking to design better, looking to finish better, looking to stain and glaze and characterize and contour better, we will be holding a 2-day CEREC anterior program workshop, hands-on workshop at our place in Raleigh, North Carolina. I highly encourage you to consider attending. So you can learn more about that by visiting 3d-dentists.com. On that side note, okay? Sorry for the plug there. You know, I know a little bit about Icon. I have never used it. I've seen it. I remember when I first looked at it, it didn't seem economically viable for me in my practice on a regular basis. You know, to be quite honest with you, to justify using it, I would have to charge a lot. And certainly there are some patients that would pay for it. So I've probably shortchanged some of my patients by not having that technology in our office. But ultimately, Icon is a infiltrative resin that they say can help arrest and reverse decay that can also be used for white spot lesions. And so I would encourage those of you that are seeing patients with that problem and they're looking for solutions to give Icon a closer look. I don't, again, have personal experience in using the product, but I know that if you do a search for Style Italiano, you'll find that they have an article on Icon on using it and examples. And if you obviously do the Google search on Icon infiltrative resin, you'll certainly find a lot there. So I apologize that I don't know more about Icon, but Ronnie, I wanted to make sure I answer that question because Otherwise, Davil's going to say, I don't answer people's questions. So I don't want that to happen. So our next question here was submitted by Lisa. And it said, I enjoyed you and your talk at Sierra World this meeting this past weekend. That was over a month ago. So that tells you how far behind I am on some of my ass T-bones here. And the question was, as an orthodontist, can you comment on what occlusion changes you have personally experienced having worn an appliance nightly for the last 7 years? And as part of your informed consent to your patients, how do you talk about this? Granted, being able to breathe and live trumps a relative change in occlusion. However, have you noted any significant or deleterious effects from long-term use of your sleep appliance? So I've been using an oral appliance for the last 7 or 8 years, and I know that many people are worried about bite changes or joint changes. And I personally have not experienced that in our practice, and I have not experienced that on myself. And I think part of that is, first, we're not having a patient wear this more than 8-9 hours. I mean, they're just wearing it while they sleep. And then we're talking to our patients about exercises, the use of an AM aligner to help put their teeth back together again, chewing gum, and different things along that line. So we're not seeing these joint changes and or occlusion changes in our patients. Now, I think part of not seeing joint changes and occlusion changes, it's also about recognizing who is a risky patient for that. So before you do a sleep appliance, I think you should always do a joint evaluation. This involves, I use a stethoscope to actually listen to the joint. We'll also listen for cracking and popping. And we'll also use cone beam imaging, 3D imaging, to also evaluate the joint for any existing bony changes and the position of the condyle in the treatment position. So I think utilizing and leveraging technology can certainly help with that. So Lisa, I want to thank you for submitting that question. Again, all I ask is two things. Leave us some iTunes reviews. I want to get up to 100. That's my next landmark, which we've got 70 more to go. And then I also want us to have more people submit questions about anything, not just about what I talk about, but for anything that you've got going on. I love hearing it, because when I get questions that I don't know about, what that does is that also says, you know what, I need to get someone on a podcast that can talk about that. So any struggles, any things that you have questions about, things that you want clarification on, send it. And if I don't know the answer, and if it makes sense, if it's something that I want to know more about, selfishly, we'll get somebody on the podcast that can answer that for you. So www.tbonespeaks.com to leave us questions for the podcast. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.